Zok the Mishnah Baita Masechtas Bava Basra Perik Aleph Mishnah Hey. We've already mentioned that in the times of Chazal, generally people lived in houses that were in courtyards. There was one house next to another house, surrounded by a courtyard. That's why they needed that wall for the privacy. And between courtyards, you still didn't have the main street. You had what was called a movel, you're kind of an alley. So you went from your house into the courtyard, from your courtyard into an alley, and from the alley into a main street. You may remember that from Masechtas Erevin. Zok the Mishnah, Kaifin Oisei, we can force a person, live nice, to build. We don't mean that he should physically roll up his sleeves and mix cement and build, but meaning to help pay for the building. Beis Shar, for a gatehouse, videles, and a door, lechatzer, for the courtyard. The Beis Shar was for a watchman to be there. He needed some type of protection, like a hut for a watchman. So if people in the main Rosh Hashanah wanted to look in, he would send them away. And Dallas is pashut a doorway for the entrance to the courtyard. So anyone who lives in the courtyard has to participate in this, has to share in the expenses. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Loi kol ha-chatzeiros ru'uyos le-beis shar. Not all courtyards are set up in such a way that there's supposed to be a gatehouse there. If it's a courtyard that's near the Rosh Hashanah, so you need a gatehouse over there to keep the people away. But if this courtyard is in the back of the alley, see, it's not anywhere near Rosh Hashanah. People aren't coming there anyway. Why would I need a gatekeeper to keep people away, not to look in? The Tanakhama disagrees with Rosh Hashanah. A lot of times, people walking on the street, they will come into the alleyway. If the main street is busy, they'll like take a break or come in or try to get around. And sometimes, even courtyards that are far from the main street, far from the Rosh Hashanah, also need protection from someone that's a little nosy and has to look in to see what's doing. Now, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel just argues in regard to this gatehouse. In regard to the door, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel agrees every chatzah requires a door to have privacy from outsiders. At least the door. Vayter zok the Mishnah. Kaifin oisei, we force every resident of a city, live nice, to help pay to build la'ir for the city. Chayma is generally a wall that surrounds a city. Delasayim, doors by the city gates. Uvriach, and a bar that locks the gates. And here too, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, Loi kol ha'ayaros ru'uyos l'chayma. Not every city requires a wall. Cities that are close to the border, they're in danger of being attacked. But cities that are inward, not close to a border, why do they need a surrounding wall for? But the Tanakhama disagrees. Tanakhama says, you never know where an attacking army could show up. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Kama Yehei Be'ir. How long do you have to live in the city? Yehei Ka'an She'ir, that you should be considered like a citizen of the city that has to share in the expenses of the wall. And for the Mishnah, Shnei Masar Chaydesh, 12 months. The Batanura says that in his time the custom was people moved from place to place. They didn't stay very long, so therefore the She'ir would be 30 days. However, Karnaba Beis Dira, if he buys a house in the city, obviously, you plan to stay here. So, he's automatically a full-fledged citizen of the city, and he has to contribute to the expenses, even if he just came. The Yadrima says, this is only if he buys the house. If he receives it as a gift, well, that doesn't show us that he intends to live here. But if you buy a house, automatically, they can knock on your door and say, Mazel Tov, that you bought the house, please help us build the wall to protect the city that your house is in. So quickly, chazring over what we learned at our Mishnah, the Tanakhama holds, everybody in the chatzar has to contribute toward the building of a gatehouse and a wall for the chatzar, for the courtyard. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says only those that are close to the Rosh Hashanah need a gatehouse. Tanakhama says, no, even those that are toward the back also need a gatehouse. You never know who's going to come walking in when the Rosh Hashanah is very busy. People that live in a city have to contribute to a wall, doors for the gates of the city, and also the bars that lock those gates to protect from attackers. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, only the cities that are near the border. Now, then the Mishnah told us which people in the city have to contribute. If you're there for a day, can the Askanim knock on his door and say, we're building a wall? And the answer is no. He would have to be there for 12 months, unless he purchased a house in the city. Then, as soon as he buys that house, You obviously intend to live here, so you have to join in.